Welcome back. Michael Ron Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaberLife.com. And a couple of things. Eastman Museum has delayed their reopening by a week. Now, they are been in the midst of huge construction there of a new visitor center entrance, and kind of it'll be a new entrance for the theater as well. Glass building. I mean, it's a gorgeous new addition to the Eastman Museum. But with some construction delays, they have moved the reopening back to next weekend. It'll be Sunday, July 26th for the public, for members. They'll be able to get in and preview it July 24th and 25th this week. So exciting to have that reopening. Again, many of the museums opened a couple weeks ago with the Phase 4 reopening here in our area, but the Eastman Museum had been under construction, and they are not open yet, but will be. But you can go online, get a virtual tour. They have a pretty cool one available. They also are doing some film screenings and talks. There'll be one this coming Friday called Focus 45 Cinema in a Time of Crisis. And then Dan Bellavia is going to do one at the end of the month. He is the landscape manager for the Eastman Museum. He'll be doing that at 1 p.m. Again, this is online. He's wonderfully knowledgeable in landscaping, and especially, of course, the Eastman grounds. So there's been a lot of work going on with the construction, with the new not only the new visitor center entrance, but also they redid the pathway between the new, relatively new part of the museum and the mansion. And in having to do that, they also it means they're going to have to redo the gardens outside of that. So it'll be interesting to see what he says about the gardens and what to expect this year. So again, opening the public next Sunday at this point, and again, with restrictions on number of people and social distancing and wearing masks, etc., this is what's going to keep us opening. And you know, if we'd learned this back in January, and you know, a lot has happened since then, but if we had people been willing to wear masks back then, we might not have had to do a shutdown, actually. There was a example, and it was an unfortunate example, but you know, that's how these things work out sometimes. There are a couple hairstylists, and I was in Missouri, who had symptoms but were still cutting hair and exposed about 140 people to the coronavirus that they had, and they did test positive for it, and they were showing symptoms, which is really inexcusable to work if you are showing the symptoms of the coronavirus. But they were wearing masks, the two of them, and their customers were wearing masks. And since then, I think the original thing I saw, no one had contracted coronavirus. Maybe there's one person since then that has, and I don't know that it's clear that it was from those two hairstylists. So virtually no one got exposed or got the virus from these two hairstylists, even though they were in indoor space, close proximity, extended period of time. I mean, all the things that at this point point toward big increase in infection rate, and yet there was virtually none. So it's that simple. We wear masks until there's a vaccine and our economy continues to reopen and we can try to recover from this shutdown. So, you know, it seems pretty simple. Somehow these things get far more complicated when they're politicized. It's not a political statement to wear a mask. It's a smart science-based statement to wear a mask. So, again, I'm guessing that our listeners here probably are doing that. And if you have any doubts about whether you'll need a mask, bring it with you. Just put it on. If there's any question with people being within 6 feet or people who seem like maybe more vulnerable and they're 20 feet away, put the mask on. It's not a big deal. And again, it protects them because a lot of people can be asymptomatic. Our region is, this is a tourism region. It depends on reopening. If we have to go into a shutdown again, there's going to be so many businesses that are going to go out of business. There are enough at this point that are struggling to survive. But if we have to go into another shutdown, it is going to be chaos in terms of local small businesses. So a number of the wineries have posted very carefully thought through and very explicit guidelines for visiting. I thought some of the best examples I've seen are Glenora and Dr. Constantine Frank. These are both places that do a variety of different tastings and tours. Glenora has the inn as well as the restaurant. Dr. Frank does quite a number of food and wine pairings. And with recent guidance from Governor Cuomo just a couple days ago, that was, I think, mainly geared to bars, but also applies to wineries and breweries. Anyone who serves alcohol also has to serve food with that alcohol. So if you go into a bar or go into a winery or go into a brewery or distillery and you want to buy, and I assume this is, actually didn't have a chance to read the guidelines, but it appears if you want to do a tasting, if you want to consume alcohol on those premises, so I don't think you have to buy food if you want to go in and buy a bottle at a winery, for example, and leave, or a case of wine. I don't think you need to buy food. But if you want to do a tasting and consume alcohol on that premises, whether it's a bar, again, a winery, tasting room, etc., you need to purchase food. It doesn't need to be expensive food, doesn't need to be a lot of food, but you got to purchase food. And, you know, that could be some crackers. It could be a cheese plate. It could be a meal. That's, and in the long run, this is probably a good idea. It's mandated because of the coronavirus, and at some point that mandate will expire and, you know, we'll have this under control. But hopefully bars and places that serve alcohol, do tastings, will continue to offer food of some kind, because that means there's less of a chance that you'll be affected by alcohol. You'll and that's a good thing for people who are driving. Of course, having some food and drinking too much doesn't solve that issue. But if you drink a moderate amount and consume some food, you will be less affected by that alcohol. So, again, this will be viewed as draconian measures from, you know, a government, local or state government that wants to control our lives. As I said in the food show, just look at the data from other states and, you know, ask yourself whether you want to have a business owning a bar or a restaurant or any kind of business in states right now, like Florida and Arizona, a bunch of other states. I think there's 22 states now that New York State has set up limitations on travel. You have to quarantine yourself for 14 days if you go there and come back to New York State. If you're coming from those states, like maybe your relatives coming from Florida, they have to quarantine themselves for 14 days. here, and that's how we're going to keep the problems of other states from coming into our state. So, again, this applies for any visitors, business, pleasure, et cetera, tourism coming to New York State from other states. So it's something to be aware of if you're thinking about traveling outside of New York State. Maybe it's time to stay here this summer, and or at least stay in the Northeast, which has generally got low infection rates, and does not have travel restrictions. It's maybe not a time to go to some of these others that are so they're getting 20% or 15% infection rates. That's a place I don't want to visit right now. And there's so much to do right here in our region. The Finger Lakes has history. It's got natural beauty. It's got trails and rivers and lakes and canals. There's so much to do getting out and around. One of the things that's not happening, though, is the Finger Lakes Wine Festival, which would have happened, I think, this weekend or last weekend. During a pandemic like this, it's not time to have 30,000 people drinking wine in some relatively confined areas that are crowded. That seems pretty obvious why it was canceled this year. It is one of the biggest festivals in the region. But you can still vote for the Finger Lakes Wine Festival online. As I said in the food show in the previous hour, there are four categories of the 10best.com online polls that USA Today runs. And four of them have Finger Lakes entries. And you can vote every day and encourage some family and friends to do the same. That's how the Finger Lakes has won a bunch of these in the past and garnered the tens of thousands, if not maybe several hundred thousand dollars of free publicity. Actually, it'd be fun to have someone try to calculate that. The articles that have been written in USA Today are worth a lot of money, and the Finger Lakes has won a bunch of these categories over the years, the last 4 or 5 years in particular. So right now, this batch of online polls for the 2020 wine-related ones, and they're not Finger Lakes entries in all of these categories. There's a bunch of wine-related categories, but four of them have Finger Lakes entries. And some years we've had two, and 1 year actually we had three Finger Lakes entries for Best Winery Restaurant. FLX Table, Ravines, and Verasions at Glenora. I think we're all nominated. This year, just one. It's FLX Table, which has won this category at least once in the past. And they're currently number 12. And we really need to get them up to number 10 because this leaderboard shows generally the top 10, and you have to click on another link to get all 20. So being in the top 10 makes it easier for people to vote. And they're number 12 right now, so that'd be great to get them in the top 10. And you can vote every day. As I said, I vote in the morning on all four categories, and then the next day, get up and vote again. It takes a few seconds. So Finger Lakes Wine Festival is currently number 4. I think they've been number 2 or 3 in past years, or 4 or 5, but consistently been in the top 5, and it'd be fun to have them be number 1. And similar to Best Wine Region I talked about in the last hour, Finger Lakes is currently number 1 there and has won that several years also. It's not really Best Wine Region or Best Wine Festival. I don't know. I haven't been to the Black Vines Wine Festival in Berkeley, California, or the Triangle Wine and Food Experience in Raleigh, North Carolina, or the Chicago Wine Fest in, of course, Chicago, or the Kapalua Wine and Food Festival in Maui, in Hawaii. That would be fun, a long plane ride to go to it. But you know, I haven't been to any of these except the Finger Lakes Wine Festival, so I don't really know that it's the best one. But the winners of these categories, you know, it's a show of whose fans are the most passionate. That's what I said the last hour. You know, who's willing to vote every day? Who's willing to get some family and friends to vote every day? And that's how we win this, because it's a long online poll. It goes for a month, and you know, people get distracted, and it's kind of a long haul. It takes a lot of passion to get those votes in every day, and that's really what has led the Finger Lakes to win these in the past. And it's a show of regional strength, I think, to have Finger Lakes entries in so many categories and to have them in the top five for most of them, if not number one or number two. So, and a couple years ago, it was maybe Best Winery Restaurant, Fox Run Vineyards, their cafe was also nominated, and I think they finished number three, and FLX Table was number one, so we had two of the top three best winery restaurants in the country in that USA Today poll a couple years ago. And there were other Finger Lakes entries that finished in the top 10 that year. Maybe it was Ravines or Verasions at Glenora. I've got to go back and check. But again, some great publicity. And all these other places that are voting see the Finger Lakes. It gives us a lot of visibility. It gives us some credibility, I think. And of course, it's who's really, really passionate. So vote once a day. And the fourth category is Best Wine Tour Company. And number two right now is Experience the Finger Lakes. And talked about them in the last hour. Laura Winter Falk has led those tours, owns that company, and done that for many years now. Some really exceptional tours. You should consider signing up and getting more details about her and her tours. But she is currently number two on this list. And again, best wine tour company in the United States. Let's have a Finger Lakes company win this. 10best.com, search best wine tour, best wine region, best wine festival, best winery restaurant. Keep those four tabs up on your computer, on your phone, and you can vote once a day. It takes seconds to do, and great, great free publicity. If you want more details about anything you hear me mention, you can email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you've been out traveling around the region and took some great photos of the trees, the waterfalls, the wineries, maybe you stopped at a restaurant, maybe a historic site that really caught your eye, and send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. I was in Seneca Falls recently, and I can mention this last week too, the knitting mill, which is now the home, or that will be there. They're still doing some renovations, I think, but the home of the National Women's Hall of Fame is right across the canal from downtown Seneca Falls, and it's gorgeous. It's such a pretty building. Big stone blocks. It's three or four stories, and this was a knitting mill that obviously employed a lot of women in the 1800s. And what a perfect building for the National Women's Hall of Fame. I think, as I recall, the owner of the mill was active in women's rights movement and getting women the right to vote. So progressive thinking mill owner, and that mill is now the home of the National Women's Hall of Fame. Another one of the national and international attractions here in the region. If you're going to go there or go to any museums and places like that, check hours and things, and the National Women's Hall of Fame is in the process of moving over from Main Street to that building, and they're going to have the first floor open. I'm not certain that it is, so again, check online before you go. And if you're going somewhere in particular that you have one destination in mind, like Seneca Falls, and you want some other ideas on what you could do between here and there or near there, feel free to send me a note, and I'm happy to give you some suggestions, maybe give you a few more things to do or unique places to go when you are making that trip. Maybe you're going to visit someone or a relative and are wondering what other things are in those areas. And one other great source for travel information and places, destinations, exploringupstate.com, Chris Clemens, his blog is got hundreds, maybe he's got thousands now, and on Instagram, probably has over 1,000 posts. Facebook, follow him there. But all kinds of different destinations around upstate New York, and these can vary from food and beverage related to historic sites, religious sites, everything. I posted one recently about a quilt tour that you can do, and so exploringupstate.com. You can check out those details and follow him on Instagram and Facebook. And follow Rochester Food Net also on Instagram as well as online, rochesterfoodnet.com. I've been posting some things fairly regularly on Instagram and not as regularly on my own Instagram account. I've got to get more active in doing that. There's so many great spots to visit around our area. And if you want to avoid people, and socially distance by going places that are less known, we've talked about a lot of them. Chris Clemens does at Exploring Upstate. And again, happy to give you some suggestions. As I said last hour in Fort Love of Food, also, if you find some really neat farmers markets, get some great produce, I'd love to know where those are, and send me a couple photos. It's at michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine at 9 a.m. here. And stay cool this weekend. Be careful with the heat. Respect Mother Nature. Respect the heat. Keep hydrated and safe. And wear a mask if you're out near people. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here at saverlife.com.